are, sir.
Hey, everybody. We're here with Don Thornton. Don's a quarterback for the Elko Raiders, senior quarterback. And Elko just beat Anvil Cleona 22-19 in a pretty emotional, pretty well-played game. Don, in your words, tell me how things went for you guys tonight. I know that's the result you were looking for. It wasn't clean by any matter,
yeah.
But tell me just how things went for you guys tonight.
Well, I mean, it was great. We started out real slow. I feel like mental mistakes, things we can clean up, but in the end, we capitalized on when we needed to capitalize, and that's the result we were looking for. We wanted to win, yeah. And we did. We got that.
Did you guys play better in the second half?
I wouldn't say we played better, but we executed better. We definitely did.
Okay.
Everything was being called the same way. We didn't switch anything up. We were just executing better, and we definitely did.
Was there a turning point, Dominic? Like it looked like things were kind of going their way. Was there something that kind of switched a little bit for you guys, for the team? Do you remember like a momentum switcher?
I mean, I'm really not sure there was a point. It was just this team's got heart. We really do. So we fought back and. Yeah, you saw what happened. So,
Don, when Coach went in, you guys were trailing at halftime. Coach took you guys into the locker, or actually didn't even take you into the locker room. He took you to the side of the field. What was his message? What did he tell you guys at halftime?
He just make sure we weren't looking at the scoreboard, right? So, like, every snap is 0-0. It doesn't matter what the score is. We could be up by 50, down by 50. It doesn't matter. We always got to play the same game of football that, like, it's 0-0. So, yeah, that's pretty much what he told us, and I feel like we really took that to heart.
Hey, you threw two touchdown passes today, both to Elliott Kreider. Tell me, like, what you remember about those throws. One was a short one.
Yeah.
One was another. Elliott took it a little bit.
Yeah.
What do you remember about those throws?
I remember Elliott Kreider going crazy. I mean, I love that man. He's our savior right now. I love Elliott Kreider. He's a great player. He really is.
But tell me about you being the quarterback. I think you earned that job. You were behind some kids earlier in your career. Tell me about like your emergence as a quarterback and how much you've improved and how you became the starting quarterback at Elko.
I mean, I've been playing quarterback my whole life. I got moved to receiver last year for a little bit, but I mean, yeah, it's just I felt going into this season it was going to be a battle. The quarterbacks are great this year. After me, there's going to be totally great quarterbacks around, and I feel like I won the job, but at any point in time, anyone can come in and do just as good as me. So,
yeah. So Dom, like, what's your job? Okay, you're the quarterback. That's great. You know, I think people know what the quarterback does, but like, what's your job on the team? What do you see as your role in this team?
My role is to just keep their heads up. I'm not a big playmaker, right? We got those. I keep everybody calm and collected. I feel like I'm a pretty good leader. We got good leaders on, great leaders on the team all around. So, yeah, I feel like I'm there just to mediate, right? I'm there to lead people in the right direction because these are my brothers and I wouldn't want them going down the wrong path.
That's awesome, man. Hey, tell me a little bit about like what coach preaches about like the team and unity and family and the experience of football at Elko. What's his message when he talks about those things with families and kind of puts winning second?
Yeah, so I mean, he's great. It's whenever he preaches, it's always about family, always about our brotherhood as a team. And I feel his most important message all the time is we got to play with heart, right? If we're not playing with heart, we're not basically playing at all. So when we're playing with heart, he makes sure we do. And when we do, I think we can win. So, yeah, that's pretty much what he...
Is there a rivalry with Anvil?
Not really. I don't think there's really... We don't really have rivals.
Okay.
But we just go out, play every game like it's the same. Play every game like we want to win. Like we know we can win the game and... We don't really think about anything else.
Hey, one more, man. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah.
I think you've done a great job. Tell me about 2-0. I mean, like kind of your thoughts coming into the year and 2-0, you got to be happy with that. Where do you go from here? How do you build from this?
I was like, 2-0 is great, but we live by the same message, right? Every week we preach going 1-0 that week. So if long we can keep going 1-0 that week, it works out really well. So I don't really think we can look forward to anything. Just we don't really look at 2-0. We look at we won two games. So as long as we can keep going 1-0 every week.
Don Thornton, awesome. Great job on the interview and great job on the game.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.